Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Yas Chandasa Vrishabho Vishwarupaha Chandokyo Tamrika Atsam Pabhuva Samendro Medaya Asprunotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jirhva Me Makimattama Karana Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmanam Kosho Simetaya Pihitaha Shritam Me Gopaya Avahanti Vichanvana Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Vasagumsi Mamagavascha Annapane Chisaravada Tato Me Shriyamavaha Lomasham Pashubhissahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Vimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yashodane Sani Swaha Shreyandasya Sosani Swaha Tantva Bhagatva Vishani Swaha Sama Bhagatva Vishaswaha Tasmin Sahasrashake Nipagahan Twayi Vrije Swaha Yathapa Pravatayanti Yathamasa Aharjaram Evam Maam Brahmacharinaha Dhatarayantu Sarvata Swaha Pratidesha Si Pramabhahi Pramapadjaswa Hambrichasya. Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Kirtit Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritam Asmi Dravinirgum Savarichasam Sumedha Amratokshitaha Iti Trisham Korvedanu Vachanam. From the Viratnati. Page 22 on this and
on 11?
Page 11 on figures, Edward, on this thing here?
Yeah.
Page 22.
What's the first word?
Brahma Vidatnoti.
Got it.
Second one. We'll just do the first couple of lines here. Om Brahma Vidatnoti Param. Tadesha Bhukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Oshvite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Tasmad Va E Tasmad Atmana Akasha Samputaha. That's one to memorize. Now go to Vijnanam Yajnam Tanate, what we did last week.
Page
23 at the very bottom on yours, Edward. The last line on page 23 for this one. And for yours, page
14.
Do you have as far as 14?
Yeah.
It's on page 14. Yes. On the
unadulterated version.
Maybe
that's okay.
No, just a 14. Mm-hmm. April, do you have page 14? I'm going to print it out for you. 14, okay.
Should be on the TV.
What?
No, she's a lovely girl. She went that way. There's too many people for her.
But though she knows you all. Thank
you.
Do you have it?
No,
do you have it?
I'm sorry, I don't have it. I thought I
did. Can I have one too?
Sure.
I printed everything out this morning.
Always hit the refresh.
Yeah. We had it last week. So yeah. I did 14 last week. And so, yeah. Thank you.
There's one. Pack this up here.
But it's just page 14, right? You
need yeah, that's all we want. It's right now. It's page 14.
Yeah.
Anybody have it? Okay.
Oh, we've got a lot of information to do.
No. Well, yes. We're looking at the whole thing we did.
Another 20 years.
Yeah, oh, goody.
No problem. Okay. So, repeat after me from Vijnanam. Vijnanam yajnan tanute. Vijnanam yajnan tanute. Karmani tanute picha. Karmani tanute picha. Vijnanam deva sarve. Vijnanam deva sarve. Brahmajeshtamupasate. Brahmajeshtamupasate. Vijnanam brahmached veda. Vijnanam brahmached veda. Tasmachena pramadyati. Tasmachena pramadyati. Sharire papmano hitva. Sharire papmano hitva. Sarvan kaman samashnita iti. Sarvan kaman samashnita iti. Okay, now, the rest of this is very similar to what we've already done. So repeat after me. I'm going to do it with the sandhi. Oh no, first I'll do it without the sandhi. Tasyaisha. Eva sharira.
Eva sharira.
Atma.
Atma.
So tasya eshaha. Eva sharira. Atma. Shariraha. Atma. Okay. Tasya esha. Eshaha. Eva shariraha. Atma. The sandhi. Yaha purvasya.
Yaha purvasya.
Tasmat vai. So I'll read it with the sentence. Tasmat va.
Tasmat va.
Etasmad.
Etasmad.
Vijnanamayat.
Vijnanamayat.
Breaking the sandhi. Tasmat vai. Etasmat vijnanamayat. Anyotara Atma.
Anyotara Atma.
Nandamayaha.
Nandamayaha.
Sandhi. Anyaha Antaraha Atma Anandamayaha. You notice where they have the two avagrahas, those two S's? Mm-hmm. That's because it's an A instead of an A. If there's one avagraha, it's a short A. If there's two, it's a long A. Anandamayaha. Mm-hmm. Then Tenaisha Purnaha.
Tena
eshaha purnaha. Tena eshaha purnaha. Sava esha.
Sava esha.
Purusha vidha. Oh, sorry. Purusha vidha.
Purusha vidha.
Eva.
Eva.
Sandhi. Saha vai eshaha purusha vidha. Eva. Tasya purusha vidhatam.
Tasya purusha vidhatam.
No, sorry. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
Anvayam purusha vidhaha.
No, sorry. Tasya priyameva shiraha.
Tasya priyameva shiraha.
So in other words, tasya priyam. Eva, right? Tasya priyam eva shiraha. Modo dakshina dakshina pakshaha.
Modo dakshina pakshaha.
Modaha dakshinaha pakshaha. Modaha dakshinaha pakshaha. Pramoda uttara pakshaha.
Pramoda
uttara pakshaha.
Pramoda
uttara pakshaha. I don't think I made a pause long enough. See that double tie there? Pramoda uttara pakshaha.
Pramoda uttara pakshaha.
Uttara
uttara
pakshaha.
Pakshaha.
Ananda atma.
Ananda atma.
Ananda atma.
Ananda atma.
Brahma pucham pratishtha.
Brahma pucham pratishtha.
Brahma pucham.
Brahma pucham
pratishtha.
Pratishtha.
Taradyesha.
Taradyesha.
Shloko bhavati.
Shloko bhavati.
Tad api eshaha.
Tad api eshaha.
Shlokaha bhavati.
Shlokaha bhavati.
Okay, let's look at the meaning. Some of this is repetitive that we've done with each one of the koshas. So here, starting with tasya. This is one. So I'm just going to read it and then we'll translate. This is all. One sentence. Tess, even though there's these dandas in between, you have to take this as one sentence. Tasya eshaha eva shariraha atma yaha purvasya. Okay. So this, we've done this. This is the fifth time now, I think. Or fourth time. Tasya purvasya. So you've got to take the first tasya of that purvasya, which came before, of that which was preceding, which would be the manomaya, the manomaya. So of that which was came before, the manomaya, eva sharira atma. Oh yeah, okay. Eshaha, do you see tasya eshaha?
Mm-hmm.
Eshaha, now these are the nominatives. Eshaha, shariraha atma yahaha. So this is this atma is the embodied self, right? Of that which came before. So this Atma, the Vijnanamaya, is the self which is embodied in the Manomaya. So this Vijnanamaya has a body, Sharira, right? The body that it has is of that which came before, which is the mental sheath. So the Buddhi, the intellect, the intellectual sheath, the Vijnanamaya, is the embodied Atma of that which came before. So its indwelling, the manomaya. Okay. Right, this is the same sentence that we can keep doing. Where as we go in one, you know, if we go from the anamaya into the pranamaya, the pranamaya becomes the embodied self, the vital force sheath becomes the embodied self of the physical body. Then the mental sheath becomes the embodied self of the prana. Now the intellectual sheath, the Vijnanamaya, becomes the embodied self of the Manomaya.
What do you mean by embodied?
Well, it means like if I am indwelling, like we'd say the prana is indwelling, is innermost, is indwelling the physical body. The physical body is its body. It's like the Atma, it is the Atma, the Pranamaya is the self of this body. But then the Pranamaya has a self, which is the Manomaya. The Manomaya is indwelling the embodied self of the pranamaya. But then the manomaya also has a self, something that's indwelling.
Did you switch over to the roof? I thought I interrupted it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
I don't know. Oh, that's because I printed out those things.
Oh.
That's what happened. Okay, so now the intellectual sheath is the embodied self of the mental sheath. So one, there, because it's a level of grossification from the body. Indwelling the body is the prana. Indwelling the prana is the manas. Indwelling the manas is the vijnana. Now, indwelling the vijnana is going to be the ananda. So all of this says is that the vijnana maya kosha is the embodied self of the manomaya, right? It's innermost. But now it's going to say, tasmat vai, etasmat vijnanamayat, anyaha antaraha atma anandamayaha. Everybody see that sentence? Mm-hmm. So now this is again, it says, from that vai indeed, from this which is that, from that, from this, which we've just been talking about, that's that construction that comes all the time, from that, this, vijnanamayat, all fifth case. So in English, we just say, from that vijnanamaya, from that vijnanamaya, which we've just been talking about, but literally it says, from this vijnanamaya, etasmat vijnanamayat, which is that, anyaha antara atma, there is another, anyaha, inner antaraha atma. From that, this vijnanamaya, there is another atma, which is inner antaraha. So we could say, which is the anandamaya. So you would say like this. From the standpoint of that vijnanamaya, there is the anandamaya, which there is another atma, which is innermost, which we call the anandamaya. Those are all nominatives. Anyaha, antaraha, atma, anandamaya. There is the anandamaya atma, which is interior to the vijnanamaya. There's another atma, which we call the anandamaya, which is interior, which is inner to the vijnanamaya. So the vijnanamaya now becomes objectified. There's an inner atma. Tena eshaha purnaha. By that anandamaya, eshaha, this, vijnanamaya, purnaha, is filled. Just like each preceding one fills the one that it embodies. So now the vijnanamaya is filling up the manomaya. Tena, by that, eshaha, this, purnaha, is filled. So by that refers to the vijnanamaya. By that refers to the anandamaya. Eshaha, the vijnanamaya, purnaha, is filled. Saha vai eshaha purusha vidaha eva. That indeed is this, saha vai eshaha eva. You would say, that which is this is purusha vidaha eva. Purusha vidaha means it has the form of the purusha. It takes on the form of the purusha. And the purusha here is going to, of the person. The person now is the vijnanamaya. So the anandamaya fills up the vijnanamaya. And filling up the vijnanamaya, it becomes purusha vidaha. It takes the form of the vijnanamaya. The vijnanamaya took the form of the manomaya. The manomaya took the form of the pranamaya. The pranamaya took the form of the anamaya, which is this human form. So it's just saying, as it fills up, it takes on the form of the one that precedes it. But the one that precedes it takes on the form of the one that preceded it. Like that.
But which one is referred... Which one is referred to by that, and which one is referred to by this?
That when you say saha eshaha, they're both referring to the same thing. It says that, which we've just talked about.
Saha.
That is this. That this, purusha vidaha.
Is, oh, okay.
that Anandamaya is this which takes on the form of the Purusha. That is this which has the form of the Purusha, Purusha Vindaha alone.
Oh, okay.
That this has the form of the Purusha, of the person. Has the very form of the Purusha. Purusha means here the person.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Then Tasya.
You mean Ahamkara?
No. Person is just the physical body. The form of the
okay,
jiva.
Okay.
Okay. Then Tasya Purusha Vidhatam. Anu ayam purusha vidha. I don't think I broke that last time. Anu ayam purusha vidha. Now it says, reading backwards, ayam purusha vidha. This one, ayam, which has the form of the purusha, follows after.
Mm-hmm.
Tasya Purusha Vidhatam, that one, the Vigtasya of that, Vijnanamaya, which has the form of the Purusha. The Purusha Vidhatam means being one that has the form of the Purusha of that Vijnana. So in English it would just say, this Anandamaya, which has the form of the Purusha, follows after the Vijnanamaya, which has the form of the Purusha, of the person. The reason it has the form of the Purusha is because it fills the Manomaya, which has the form of the Purusha, because it fills the Pranamaya, which has the form of the person, because it fills the Anamaya, made of food, and that's this physical body is made of food. Okay? Okay, so that's what we do this part over and over again. Now we're going to go to this one. Tasya Priyam Eva Shiraha. Of that, Anandamaya, which has the form of the Purusha. Now this is an upasana, right? So this Anandamaya is in the shape of a human being. It's now in the shape of a human being because it's successively filled the Vijnanamaya, which fills the Manomaya, which fills the Pranamaya, which fills the Anamaya, this physical body. So it's in the shape of a human being. So what is its head? We're going to do a upasana on this person. It says, for that Anandamaya, which is in the shape of a person,
mm-hmm.
Priyam eva shiraha. Priyam indeed is the shira, is the shira, the head. Priyam. Priyam means like pleasure,
mm-hmm.
being pleased, the state of being pleased. Priyam indeed is the head. And I'll talk about these words after we go all the way through. Priyam indeed is the shiraha, is the head. Now all nominatives, priyam is neuter. Priyam eva shiraha. Priyam, this being pleased, indeed is the head. Modaha, dakshinaha pakshaha. Modaha, modaha means happiness. Happiness is the right side. Dakshinaha pakshaha. Modaha, dakshinaha pakshaha. All nominatives. Happiness is the right side. The state of being happy. Pramodaha utaraha pakshaha. Pramoda, ecstasy or joy. I'm one up from happiness. Pramodaha. That pra means like prakarshin. It means an extreme, adding to the moda, the happiness. So
what's
being pleased, being happy, pramoda, joy.
What's the distinction between the two?
One is greater, like you can just be really happy, but then you can be really happy. You can be blissed out. So,
happier.
So pramoda is the left side. All nominatives, pramodaha, uttaraha, pakshaha. Pramoda is the left side. Anandaha atma. Ananda, sukha. Happiness itself. Just the ananda, and I'll unfold this in a minute. The ananda, which is what is generally the same, the common denominator of all of the three, that ananda, is the atma, means the trunk of the body. Here we're talking about an upasana on the physical form of the body. You've got your head, the right side, the left side, and then the atma, the self, is the middle, the trunk. Okay.
Where does it say?
Anandaha atma. Ananda is the Atman. Atman means like the middle part of the body.
Oh, that's tricky.
Mm-hmm. Brahma Pucham Pratishtha. Brahman means Brahman here. Brahman is the tail, which is gives the pratishtha, the support. Brahman is the pucham, is the tail, which is pratishtha, gives the support. Tad api esha shlokaha bhavati. That also this shlokaha is. There is also a shloka for this. For that, there is this shloka also. And remember, after each one of these paragraphs, they always have a shloka. Mm-hmm. So each kosha that we've gone through follows exactly the same form. Each one will have a shloka following it. Right? And each one will do this very upasana on it. Okay? So before I unfold it, let's chant it so we can remember these names a little bit more.
It's kind of interesting that tail is kind of using a monkey form, eh?
Yeah, or a cat.
Monkey sits up
on their tail, that's right.
Yeah.
And they liken the bottom base of the spine to where that tail is for the human. He talks about it in the Bhasha. Because where the tail would go, we dropped our tail along the way as we evolved it.
I had a little one.
Everybody's got a little tiny tail there. So let's chant this, and then I'll talk about it a little bit. Ready? Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. 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 Yapurvasya. Tasmad va etasmad. Vijnanamayat. Tasmad va etasmad. Vijnanamayat. Tasmad va etasmad. Vijnanamayat. Anyantara atmanandamayah. Anyantara atmanandamayah. Anyantara atmanandamayah. Anyantara atmanandamayah. Tenaisha purnah. Sava esha purusha vidha eva. Sava esha purusha vidha eva. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Tasya purusha vidhatam. Anvayam purusha vidha. Anvayam purusha vidha. Anvayam purusha vidha. Anvayam purusha vidha. Tasya priyameva shiraha. Tasya priyameva shiraha. Tasya priyameva shiraha. Tasya priyameva shiraha. Modo dakshina pakshaha. Modo dakshina pakshaha. Pramoda uttara pakshaha. Pramoda uttara pakshaha. Pramoda uttara pakshaha. Pramoda uttara pakshaha. Ananda atma. Ananda atma. Brahma pucham pratishtha. Brahma-pucham-pratishtha. Tarapyesha-shloko-bhavati. Tarapyesha-shloko-bhavati. Okay. Now, the Anandamaya is the innermost of the koshas. Beyond the Anandamaya, there's no kosha. Beyond the Anandamaya, there's only Brahman. There's only the Atma. So once we go from the, you know, from the food sheath, physical body, Anandamaya kosha, these, you have to memorize these. They should just be, so Anandamaya, then the Pranamaya, the vital force, then the Manomaya, the mind, and the Vijnanamaya, the buddhi, where the ahankara is, right? So the buddhi, the vijnanamaya also is the karta, where the doer resides, sense of karta, doership. Anandamaya is where the bhokta, the enjoyer, resides, right? So the karta is going to be in the vijnanamaya. The anandamaya is the bhokta. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So the anandamaya is also a sheath. That means that, you know, when we talk about the mind, we talk about vritti ananda, and the ananda which is manifest in the vritti. When ananda is manifest in the vritti, that's the anandamaya. You know, like for instance, when you feel you're doing a karma, some sort of an action, some sort of a karma, hoping to gain some ananda, happiness from whatever you're doing. You're doing it for the sake, or we're always doing our karmas for the sake of some sort of ananda. So the doer, the vijnanamaya, where the ahankara resides, is the karta, is doing the action. So that's vijnanamaya. The result of the action, if it is sukha, right? If the result is sukha, then that's the anandamaya. The anandamaya is going to be, depending upon the level of ananda that is being reflected, right? Because it's a kosha. It's part of the jiva upadhi. It's one of the koshas. Depending upon the nature of the vritti in the anandamaya will depend upon the type of sukha, the type of pleasure that's being experienced. And so they give three general categories of pleasure. The first one they give is priyam. Priyam is like being pleased. Moda is being happy, and pramoda are different types of bliss. So, now in this priyam, there can be many, many different varieties of priyam, of pleasure, of just being pleased. Of moda, happiness, many different words that we have for just to differentiate different types of happiness and promote the different types of extreme happiness. So it's these words, these three, priyam, moda, pramoda, right, are just three general terms for the gamut of experiences of happiness that we have. Now, priyam is often talked about in this form where So first of all, that's one way of looking at it. Swamiji deals with both ways, and this way that I'm first saying, and now this way that I'm going to say now, is the way that he deals with it most commonly. Though in this bhasha this time, he's dealing with it in both these ways. Either the whole gamut of experiences of happiness that are vritti, visheshas, they're particular vrittis because they change. Right? Atma doesn't change. So the Swarupa Ananda, the Ananda that's just the nature of the Atma, is always the same. There's no modification in the self. And so because there's a variety of different types of Sukha Vrittis, right? We say those Sukha Vrittis, they're being Vrittis, they belong to the Anandamaya Kosha. There's many types of it, since they change, since they're Vikaras. They can't be the Atma itself. They have to be reflections of the ananda of the Atma in the vritti, because there's modification. So now, before I get to the second way, I want to say a couple more things about this. The modifications are brought about by the influence of rajas and tamas on pure sattva. When the mind, when the anandamaya kosha is in its purest form, is pure sattva, the ananda will be extreme. Right? It's like the example of, you know, the three water bucket example. When the sun is illumining a very still, clean, clear water bucket, it manifests fully in that water bucket and looks, you see the sun in the water bucket. The reflection of the sun is like the sun. That would be extreme ananda. That's pramoda. Now, say, instead of extreme ananda, you know, there's a little tamas thrown in, but not too much tamas. So, but you can still have the ananda there, but it's not extreme. It's a little dulled by the tamas. Or you can have even a little tamas and a little rajas thrown. It could be like a almost an anxious happiness. And so it can be influenced, the vritti can be influenced, the sattva can be influenced by tamas and rajas to mute it down a little bit. Then you can have the water bucket that's just full of tamas. You know, it's got a lot of tamas in it, but not enough tamas to totally overpower the sattva. So in other words, if we're looking at joy, you have to use, this is, okay, let me back up a little bit. When we use the water bucket example, we usually use it like this. We have three water buckets. One is the pure water bucket, right? And that is ananda. That water bucket is what water is going to say, I'm so happy, because the sun is reflected purely in it. The middle water bucket has a lot of agitation in it. So that water bucket's going to, it's a lot of rajas in it. It's going to say, I'm so agitated. You know, it can be a happy agitation if it's mostly rajas and sattva. Be a happy agitation, but you'll be very hyper. If the water bucket has predominantly rajas and tamas in it, it'll be like an anxious depression. Right? Because it's not reflecting the sun. You have to think about how the sun looks in that. Right? Then if it's a water bucket that's just full of dirt and slush, it barely reflects the sun, it's going to be depressed and feel isolated. Okay? So that's how we use the water bucket analogy to show the whole gamut of experiences from heaven to hell. From sukha, extreme sukha, to extreme dukkha. In fact, we could have 100 water buckets. It's a little bit more rajas, starting with pure sattva, put a little more tamas, a little more rajas in it until you just are all black with the tamas. And then we have all of these different types of experiences in reference to the reflection of the sun, which is always exactly the same, how that sun is reflected and received in a sense by the mind that is tainted in a way, either pure sattva or tainted by rajas and tamas. Okay? So now, here we're talking about ananda. And so we're basically only in the first water bucket, the really clear water bucket. Very clear, that's sattva. It's not being tainted at all. It's like sadhikalpa samadhi, actually. It's, you know, where the mind is so clear that it just totally, the ananda just, the nature of the self just manifests in that mind, and the experience of the mind then is joy, ecstasy, joy. Now say the mind has a little, it's still clear, the clear water bucket, you know, but it has a little tamas, a little rajas in it, you know, then it dampens it down a little bit. That's moda. Then say it has some more anxiety in it, you know, more rajas or more tamas to some degree. Then it becomes more like just feeling pleased. But still, we're in the realm of feeling full. Right? We're not overpowered by rajas. We're not overpowered by tamas. We're still predominantly sattva. That's anandamaya kosha. When you get into being totally overpowered by rajas or tamas, you get into the manomaya. You know, those are where all the complexes are, where all of the agitation and all of that is residing in manomaya. The anandamaya means ananda. But because there's varieties of ananda, that means there are different, what we call vritti visheshas, There are different vrittis, particular vrittis. What changes the quality of the vritti to make it go from bliss to just being pleased are different varieties of different amounts of tamas and rajas. So now, you can look at priyam, moda, pramoda as pleased, happy, joy, something like that, where you're seeing it in kind of one is more than the other, more happiness, priyam, moda, pramoda. So that's one way of taking it. The point being here is that because there's a difference in these three vrittis, in these three experiences, it has to be vritti. It has to be anandamaya kosha. It can't be Brahman, because Brahman doesn't go through any modification. That's one way of looking at it. Second way does not negate the first at all. It's just another way that sometimes it's talked about. It's talked about in reference to the fulfillment of a desire. It goes like this. When I have a desire for something, initially there's going to be, you know, focus, and there can be worry and agitation and whatnot, trying to make this desire come true. But as the desired object approaches, and I become certain that I'm going to be successful in fulfilling this desire, the agitation starts to go away, the worry all starts to go away, and I start to become pleased. So it's the state right before I actually fulfill the desire. There's a certain anticipatory pleasure that comes. That anticipatory pleasure is what we call priyam. Okay. Then when the desire at the moment that it's fulfilled, and now I have it, that's what we call moda. There's a joy, a happiness that takes place. That moda, that's the initial joy upon gaining the object of desire. There's the initial joy. That joy can transform itself into bliss or ecstasy. You can go from the moda to the promoda. Once the desire is fulfilled, then you can revel in that. And that becomes the promoda. Okay, so this is how it's talked about sometimes. The important point here is to realize that, because there's a huge, huge bhasha on this, and Swamiji in his book here spends maybe 10 pages talking about this, because there's a debate whether or not the Upanishad is talking about, in this Anandamaya, whether they're talking about Brahman or about Akosha. And Shankara and Swamiji say they're talking about Akosha because Brahman can't go through any type of modification. So there's a big debate on this. So we accept it as the Ananda Maya is different than Ananda. And the Ananda Maya means that the Ananda is going through what we call vikaras, modifications. So the Ananda Maya kosha is what can go through, it's the kosha that goes through these vikaras, that goes through these modifications. And the modifications are listed as priya, moda, pramoda. Okay, so now, so we have priya, moda, pramoda, right and left side, top, right, left. And then ananda, the ananda as the trunk. So here, what is the ananda? In all of the vikaras, priya, moda, and pramoda, all of them are ananda. You can't say that one is not ananda and the other is. They're all ananda. But they're variations of the ananda. And so now, if you think like this, so it is the ananda, so the ananda which is being reflected in the mind, the ananda in the mind, which is there in all three of them. So there's an ananda which is there reflected in all three, but then each vritti adds something because of its modification. But they're modifications of one thing, which is ananda. Right? And so there's, you can say like this, there is a vritti ananda that we call the anamaya kosha. That's the vritti ananda. That vritti ananda can take the form of priya, moda, or pramoda. But in each one, priya, moda, pramoda, there's ananda. So Ananda is the trunk, right? Ananda is the body, which is having these three limbs, as though. Okay.
Is that Brahman?
Not yet.
Okay.
Now, what is this Ananda Maya Kosha, which is reflecting the Ananda? What is it based on? What is its support? And its support is Brahman. In other words, now, Brahman is not a kosha. Brahman is also not the Purusha in terms of taking on the form of a jiva, right? It's not taking on the form of the body. Doesn't take on the... It's not pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya. It's not anandamaya. But it is the very being. It is the very satchit ananda, which is the support, the truth of the whole thing. It's the pratishtha. You know, it is the adhishtana. Brahman is the adhishtana. And there is no adhishtana underneath it. So it says, Brahman indeed, Brahman is the tail, which is the very support of all of this. Then he says, for that there is the shloka. So it's actually now, once we get to this, we're done with this. We're going to have one more thing on it, you know. But we've gone through all of the koshas, and we end up with that which is holding the whole thing, which is Brahman. Okay. Now, I'm not going to do this completely now, but I thought you might, on your own, want to read over it, because I will probably do it next week, after we finish this one section. It starts out with, you know, the knower of Brahman gains Brahman, you know, satyam jnanam anantam Brahma. The one who knows that Brahman in the heart, he attains all desires. And then he starts from all of that, then he starts going through, from that the space comes, the water, the space, the air, the fire, the water, all the way through to the anamaya kosha. Now we're working ourselves all the way back, you know, from the koshas, from the food sheath, all the way back now to Brahman. So there's a cycle that's being completed here. And so once we finish this next verse, then we have to really kind of do this upasana, hold this whole thing in our mind. So you might want to study it before next week, because I'd like to be able to actually do this upasana, to hold it in your mind, to kind of put the whole thing together. But you need to read it over and study it a little bit before we do that. And I'm not going to do it until we finish this next paragraph. Okay for everybody? All right, let's take a break then. Good.